Joe Biden to Dems, vote for trillions in spending, or the Capitol rioters win. By Joel B. Polak on October 1, 2021. President Joe Biden has sought to motivate Democrats on Capitol Hill to vote for his multi-trillion dollar spending bills by warning them that if the bills fail, those who supported the Capitol riot on January 6 will celebrate a political victory. One bill is a bipartisan $1.2 trillion infrastructure bill, most of which is not traditional infrastructure. The other is a $3.5 trillion catch-all spending bill that includes Democrats' most radical priorities, and which Biden has recently linked to his Build Back Better policy agenda. It can only pass the Senate through the so-called reconciliation process, which has been abused by recent Democratic administrations to evade the Senate's filibuster rule. Biden, who recently appointed an alleged domestic terrorist to his cabinet with the confirmation of Tracy Stone Manning to lead the Bureau of Land Management on Thursday, referred to the January 6 riot in private meetings with Democrats. The Associated Press reported. In his private talks with legislators, Biden has suggested a Democratic defeat on the current bills would be a gift to Republicans, empowering a party that he has judged a threat to democracy itself. Defeat, he has warned, would embolden the same forces who tacitly blessed the origins of the January 6 insurrection and are now balking at helping to lift the national debt ceiling to avoid a government default. Democrats have begun making frequent use of the January 6 riot in their campaign messaging, most recently in the recall election that faced California Governor Gavin Newsom last month. Newsom and his allies claimed that the recall was being pushed by Trump supporters and those who supported the Capitol riot in January. Biden visited Capitol Hill personally on Friday to meet with Democrats in an attempt to resolve the intraparty impasse. Joel B. Polak is senior editor-at-large at Breitbart News and the host of Breitbart News Sunday on Sirius XM Patriot on Sunday evenings from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. ET, 4 p.m. to 7 p.m. PT. He is the author of the recent e-book, Neither Free Nor Fair, The 2020 U.S. Presidential Election. His recent book, Red November, tells the story of the 2020 Democratic presidential primary from a conservative perspective. He is a winner of the 2018 Robert Novak Journalism Alumni Fellowship. Follow him on Twitter at @JoelPolak.